Hey, podcasters, thanks so much for joining us for our first episode of the Lost and Found for Podcasters. If you're lost in your podcast journey, this is a monthly workshop style podcast to help you find your way. Today, we'll be dropping some major social media gems. But before we get started, make sure that you subscribe to The Cube and hit the notification bell so that you can get the next episode as soon as it drops. Today's episode is sponsored by Dystopia. Dystopia is a dope podcast hosting and streaming service dedicated to curated artists, podcasters, and content creators. Don't worry, I'll tell you all about Dystopia later on in today's episode. Let's get into the show. Welcome to the Lost and Found for Podcasters, your monthly podcast to help you along your podcasting journey. I go by the name of DJ Treacy Treece, and today I have on Sheila from the BBE Podcasting Agency on the show. We're going to be talking about promoting your podcast on social media. Sheila, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Give the listeners a little bit of your background in podcasting.
Sure. So I go by Sheila, and I'm the founding director of BBE Podcast Agency. And I started this agency sort of in 2021. And this was sort of, well, originally I had the idea in 2020. And I sort of, you know, saw that in the UK, a lot of people were sort of transitioning from listeners and viewers into that creator, element. And so I thought, why not create an agency that just helps people to kind of, you know, get through their podcasting journey. So really helping them with, you know, not only creating, but managing and also monetizing their podcasts, which is what I do. But before 2020, I was actually sort of within the podcasting space here in London. And I was, you know, hosting, you know, various different sort of live discussion podcast-esque shows. Started that in 2017. And I think today I've done about maybe close to like 15 or 20 shows between 2017 and 2020. So when that lockdown happened, I was thinking, how do I, you know, take my ideas to the next level? What do I do? And then kind of, you know, seeing people going through that creator phase, and you know, I just thought, you know what, let me go ahead and do it. And it's been great ever since.
Awesome. That is such a good story of just like starting something. You see a need and you start it, right? So you're the perfect person to start our first episode. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the opening question every episode. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that question. And then at the end, I'm going to give you a different question. But all the questions, the opening question and the ending question will always be the same here on the Lost and Found for Podcasters. All right. So our opening question is, how can a podcaster who implements these practices that you're going to give us today grow their show?
So they can grow their show sort of through a variety of different ways. And obviously, at the, you know, for the purpose of this discussion, we're looking at social media. And we kind of, you know, witnessed how important and pivotal social media is to promoting, whether it's products, whether it's promoting your own brand, but also when it comes to podcasting. And that's sort of been particularly within, you know, the past 2 years, you know, dealing with COVID and being in that global lockdown. And I would say the number one tip for, you know, viewers and watchers of this episode is to first of all really look at the branding of your show. And when I talk about branding, I'm not really necessarily talking about the marketing aspect of it, but I'm talking more so from a how you're kind of, you know, branding your show in terms of what you describe your show to be. Because a lot of people kind of brand their show as a we talk about anything and everything. And whilst that's great and it might work and it might get you through a few channels, that's not the greatest way to market your show, because there are, you know, certain categories that your show fits in that it doesn't fit into others. So really kind of, you know, the first point is to really kind of, you know, look at your show. Are you more of like a social commentary podcast? Are you more of like a, you know, society and culture, so talk more about relationships and dating? Is it more sort of advice and inspirational? Is it more, you know, mental health support? Is it news commentary? Is it, you know, really sort of try to narrow down what your show is actually about, so that if and anybody, you know, asks you, oh, you know, if you have a podcast, you know, what you know, what's your show about, you know exactly what to tell them, so they know exactly what to expect. Because if somebody was to tell me, you know, my show is about anything and everything, I'm going to think, okay, so that's a new social commentary, might be about fishing, might be about tech updates, might be about, you know, culture. when in actual fact your show, you know, doesn't, you know, emulate or kind of, you know, discuss all of those different topics. So really narrow that down and, you know, sort of try and figure out what it is your show is about. And then the second thing would be to really think about the purpose and the why as to, you know, why people should be tuning into your show. So are you providing entertainment? And again, how does social media then fit into that? Are you providing information and guidance? And again, how can you use that and how can you promote that really, really effectively on social media? And then once you've done those two, the third point will be to create a link tree. And this is great because with a link tree, it allows you to let your potential viewers, if you have, you know, a video podcast on YouTube, or if you don't have it, it just allows people to know all the different platforms that your podcast is available on. Now, obviously, it's great to have, you know, your Apple, Spotify, and, you know, Google, Amazon podcasts on there. But also just, you know, do some more research and find out what other platforms are out there that people might be listening or might be looking to find your show. So is it on Samsung Podcasts? Because, you know, that's another gem that and another platform that people don't know exists. So Samsung has this, like, it's pretty similar to like Apple Podcasts, where they have like a an app on Samsung phones and people can listen to music and podcasts through that platform. You've got other platforms like Castbox, Podcast Delivery. You just have so many other platforms. So sign up to each and every single one of those and just have a link tree that lists each and every single one of those. So that, for instance, if you had somebody, a listener that was looking to use their Samsung app to listen to your podcast, if you're only putting, you know, your Apple or your Spotify link up on, you know, in your Instagram or in your Twitter bio, that limits the amount of people that might listen in. So create that link tree, have all the different platforms your podcast is on, and just let the people choose. And again, if you have a YouTube as well, you know, slam that on there as well, and just make sure that people know, okay, this I can either view or I can listen to this podcast, as opposed to saying go on Spotify or go on Apple, because some people might not want to use Spotify for listening to podcasts. They might just want to use that to listen to music. So really trying, you know, spread your podcast out there as much as possible. And then once you've sort of looked at the marketing, looked at the, you know, the branding, you've got your link tree ready, then look into how you're utilizing each of the different social media platforms.
Oh,
So
I love that you naturally segued us into that. So I love, okay, all right, folks, before we're going to go directly into the social media platforms right now, this is the time that you get out your pen and paper, because we're going to run through the best ways to do each. Sheila told you to get your link tree. She told you that your branding is done on social media and you need to find your specific audience. But now let's talk about it. Let's actually, can we go in an order so that, you know, we kind of give the people some time to talk about each one?
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about Facebook first. So my personal experience on Facebook with promoting, so I was all excited when Facebook had the RSS feed for podcasts. I thought, I was like, man, yeah, podcasts are finally coming to Facebook. And then they quit after like 4 months. So I was like, oh my God. So right now what I'm doing on social media is just literally dumping the, like a little, like the clips of my show, but I'm just like, hey, you know, the automatic kind of things. Is there a better way to be using Facebook to grow your audience or grow your podcast?
I mean, there definitely could be, you know, a variety of different ways that people may not have necessarily thought about. So one thing that I kind of advocate for is because Facebook has this these features. So they've got either a Facebook group or a Facebook page. So what I would recommend is, if you have a personal Facebook account and you don't really want to promote your podcast on there for whatever reason, it might be because your family might not be too content with the content you're going to be putting out there. You might not be too comfortable, you know, just putting your content out there to, you know, friends and family, people that you've known for a long time. In which case, if that's the case, I would recommend that you look into creating either a page or a group. Now, the difference between the two is that with a page, you are sort of the sole content provider on that page. So it's only your podcast content, it's only any other content that you want to put on that page. With a group, however, in that way, you're sort of creating a community whereby you can create a group and then you can have different people coming in and delivering content and, you know, throwing their content in there, which I think I always recommend to start off with a page. grow up the followers, grow up the numbers, grow the engagement. And then once you feel comfortable enough and you feel like, okay, I have enough people to turn this into a community, then transition that into a group. Mm-hmm. Because what that does is that all these people that have followed you for, you know, however long they've been following, they will have, for whatever reason, would have liked your content. They either agree with it or disagree with it to a certain extent, or they just enjoy it. So that way it's easier to kind of, you know, turn it into a group and allow them to kind of, you know, communicate and engage with each other within that group. Of course, it might take a little bit more time, you know, managing, you know, the additional duties and tasks that you have to do. But, you know, as always, as the admin, you always have the sort of the power to do whatever you please, whether it's kicking people out or, you know, setting group rules to make sure mm-hmm. that people are following, you know, what needs to be done in those particular groups. But I would definitely say consider having either a Facebook page or a group, and kind of, you know, working it that way. Also look at the hashtags that you're using on Facebook.
I've never heard, well, I've not never heard of Facebook hashtags, but people really don't talk about hashtags on Facebook. How can people yeah. use those to their advantage?
Definitely. So look into, again, so this kind of sort of circles right back to the marketing of your show. Really think about, what is my show about? And once you've kind of figured out what your show is about, you then sort of start understanding what type of hashtags your listeners are likely to sort of use when they're, you know, researching certain things, because in that way, that will allow you to, on each and every single clip that you're putting out there, to sort of, you know, use an appropriate hashtag to, yep. to say, for instance, I don't know, people right now are trying to like boycott the Woman is King movie, which I think is personally ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But if you know that, okay, my listeners, like, you know, will potentially be looking for, you know, the Woman is King on Facebook, use that hashtag in a clip that you're going to be sharing. Because then what that means is that anybody that, you know, searches that hashtag on Facebook, even if it's on Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever, it means that your show or that clip will show up on their feed and they'll be more likely to tap in and listen, as opposed to just kind of, you know, throwing things out there and just kind of, you know, using no hashtags at all. Yeah. The other thing I'd also recommend is kind of, you know, going to some of these Facebook groups and see how these groups are interacting with one another. I know that there are a lot of promotional groups on Facebook that are a little bit redundant. Yeah. But they're also a good space to, you know, find information, find advice. If you're kind of, you know, stuck on a particular issue, the groups are really, really, and I think this is just sort of, you know, within the podcasting community, that we're so helpful with one another. So when you join one of those groups, you know, you're not only just using it to promote your show, but also to network with people, mm-hmm. find out what's going on in different countries, in different environments. And again, just, you know, using as many clips as possible to generate more and more listeners. Or viewers of your show. I would also recommend using audiograms. So there's a platform called headliner.app that allows you, if you only have an audio based podcast, to kind of, you know, create those audiograms that have like a waveform and audio behind it, to really make sure that you're not just promoting a link and text, to allow you to kind of actually have a shareable clip that you can use, that you can then share out on Facebook, yeah. and, you know, people can view your content that way, even if Ooh. It's not a video podcast.
Yeah, you just dropped a bunch of gems, right? Yeah. So you gotta start with the Facebook page, yes. kick off the training wheels, and get to a group. You gotta mm-hmm. look at those hashtags, which I'm gonna start looking at now, and not just use hashtag podcast, you yeah. know, because I do that sometimes, you know, you get lazy. I mean, and then the audiograms always. This is a great segue to go into Instagram, mm-hmm. Because those audiograms are shared really frequently on Instagram. I think
yeah.
that's where I saw them, you know, most. Mm-hmm. So how can our podcasters that are listening use Instagram specifically to push their podcast forward?
Yeah, sure. I mean, to be honest with you, it probably will be a little bit similar to Facebook, because the two are sort of interconnected. So again, it's really looking at your hashtag strategy. And I think, and correct me if I might be wrong, but people sort of use hashtags a little bit more on Instagram than they do on Facebook.
I follow hashtags on Instagram. It's obviously exactly. the only place I look at hashtags.
Right,
personally.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, you know, loads of people do that as well. So again, look at your hashtag strategy. So, you know, try and again mix up the hashtags that you're using. Are they relevant to that particular clip that you're sharing? Are they relevant to your show overall? And just really, you know, sort of play around with them, and also try to use different variations of these hashtags. One of my clients, they have a real estate podcast, and so what I do with their hashtags is that I play around with those quite frequently. And theirs is more of like a luxury real estate podcast. So I use hashtags anywhere from luxury property, luxury real estate, luxury podcast, luxury brand, commercial mm-hmm. property, real estate property, women in, you know, women in real estate, and all of those sort of play to all the different hashtags and things that people in this industry will search and look if they are looking for a particular thing or a particular podcast within that industry. But what I was saying before my Wi-Fi kind of cut mm-hmm. out was that try and also sort of stay away, and this could be a little bit controversial depending on what kind of, you know, other social media marketers think, but try and shy away from using the popular hashtag. So I think there's a few like Black women in podcasting or podcasting, because what that does is that it just sends a series of bots in your comments. And so that's why a lot of the times when you use certain hashtags, you'll receive comments like send your pic to, and then they'll add a particular page, send, you know, promote it on
every post, there. Girl. I exactly. get it every time.
And it's very, very frustrating. It's annoying, but it's because for some reason, Instagram, and I don't know why to this day, they just haven't bothered to get rid of all these bots. And so they will spam your comments and spam your account. So try and, you know, shy away from those particular hashtags, or at least use them, but then block those particular accounts that are spamming you in the comments. So that way, if you do use the hashtag in the future, you're not getting those comments. And again, talking about those spamming comments as well, if you notice any of those spam comments in the comment section, just delete them, get rid of them, because then what that does is that it doesn't give you, it's sending over the wrong traffic to your post. It's sending over spam bots to your account and to your post, as opposed to actually sending over real traffic. So block all those accounts. If you want to report them, go ahead and do that. The other thing I'd also recommend as well for Instagram and also for Facebook as well is if you go into your analytics, it will show you just before you create a post on either or, this is particularly for Facebook, it will show you the optimal times that your followers are engaging on either Facebook or Instagram. So it will show you, say, for instance, for one of my clients, one of the optimal times that the followers are on Instagram and Facebook is 8 p.m. and that's 8 p.m. every single day, Monday to Sunday. So what I always try and do is to kind of, you know, try and post around that time frame to A, increase the engagement. When I say engagement, I'm talking about people viewing that particular post or clip, people, you know, commenting, mm-hmm. people sharing, doing that sort of thing. So look at your analytics and sort of find out at what time are my, you know, viewers or followers on these platforms. I know that with the Instagram and Facebook integration, that with, if you are going to create a post in Facebook, you can actually schedule that post to make sure that, again, you're scheduling it within that optimal time period. And this is not difficult. It's not, you know, rocket science. It's fairly, fairly easy for you to learn and do. So go into your Meta analytics, into your Meta, I think it's in the posts or schedule posts or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And once you share something on Facebook, that will then be shared over on Instagram. Yeah. So just make sure, you know, you're kind of looking at that as well to, you know, post when people are actually on the platform and using their phones.
And not just drop 5 reels at one time. Like
exactly,
I
no.
It's like, I've made 5, because, I mean, you're going to get all 5.
It could work. It could work for you. And it might be great because, you know, you're trying to save a little bit of time. But at the same time, you know, are you doing it at the right time? Because time is also very important when you're posting on social media. Also, maybe look at the days and the moments that you're posting. So say, for instance, if like major news breaks out about, I don't know, something. Let's say, for instance, I've got the Queen died. Mm-hmm. At that period of time, a lot of people were talking about the Queen, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen, and, you know, people barely cared about a lot of other things. So if it is that you have some sort of reaction reel that you want to put out on Instagram about what's currently going on, I know Kanye just recently went crazy with his, with some of the comments that he was making. So again, creating content that is quite topical, that's quite interesting, that's going to bring in, you know, new followers, new viewers to your page, but also thinking back again to that, you know, marketing piece, does that fit within what your show is about? And even if it doesn't, that's absolutely fine, because it's always good to sort of just have a bit more content out there that people can look at and people can kind of, you know, get to understand your interests a little bit more.
Yeah.
And again, those hashtags are quite important, so make sure that, you know, you are using some of those hashtags. As I was just talking about Instagram reels as well, create, you know, behind the scenes content, like when you're recording, even if like you use like a, even if you only create an audio podcast and you record it at home, you know, show what your setup is like at home, show what your like podcast routine is like, you know, show what your editing routine is like, show what your, you know, show bloopers or anything like that will kind of, you know, make people, will bring people into the journey and into the ecosystem of what you're doing and what you're creating, because that will make your followers and listeners just appreciate what you do even, you know, that much more than they normally would do.
Yeah. I love all the tips. I'm going to implement those immediately. Got to get with the hashtags. The optimal posting time is really the major key alert there. Of course, you told us already to have that link tree in our bio, so we're doing that across Instagram. So I think we're good on the meta world right now.
Yes.
Hey, podcasters. I'm DJ Treacy Treese, the host of the Lost and Found for Podcasters. I've got to tell you about a dope podcast hosting and streaming service. And to make things better, they're the sponsor of this podcast, Dystopia. Dystopia is a podcast hosting and streaming service dedicated to curated artists, podcasters, film directors, and content creators seeking creative freedom with simple merchandising built in. With more features and flexibility than any other podcast hosting platform, Dystopia gives podcasters the most power. Choose which podcasts to make available for streaming and which to make exclusive to subscribers. Add download options, distribution, and merch, and your dreams just got a whole lot bigger. The possibilities are plentiful with Dystopia and entirely in your hands. Migrating your podcast is super easy, so click the link in the show notes to give Dystopia a try. Again, I'm DJ Treacy Treese, and I'm telling you, make your life a whole lot easier. Give Dystopia a try today. Click the link in the description for a special deal. Let's move into Twitter. How do podcasters use Twitter? What's the best way?
So Twitter is like it's a minefield because it's very hit and miss. And Twitter is one of those platforms that, because Twitter is very much a text type and read platform, as opposed to, you know, that very visual component as it is on Facebook and Instagram, that you just have to do a little bit more hard work. So what I normally do with my clients is that I make sure that when you're describing, so when you're posting a particular clip of your show, you want to use a hashtag that is currently trending or would have trended, or a hashtag within your industry, to make sure that when people are searching that particular hashtag, that again your clip or your show will, you know, surface up in those tweets that will be displayed to them. But be very cautious when you're using hashtags on Twitter, because you don't want to do it like Instagram where you're using, you know, multiple hashtags in the description. So just be very strategic as to where you're placing your hashtags and what you're hashtagging in that description. I'd say maybe 2 to 3 max would be okay. But then again, it just depends on what you're hashtagging, because on Instagram, for instance, you can have up to at least, I think, 30 hashtags per post. Whereas if you were to do that, whereas if you were to do that on Twitter, A, you're going to run out of characters because there's a character limit. But B, it's just going to look like a hot mess because we just don't do that on Twitter.
You look like a spam page,
Exactly, right. And people will be thinking, what are you doing? This is not Twitter 2009. This is like Twitter now. So try and learn how, you know, the platform works, first of all, and then see, you know, how you can use these different hashtags. And also another little cheat code that I kind of do a little bit is that try and research a particular word or topic and see the latest or most popular tweets at the time relating to that particular topic. Drop your clip in, you know, reply to that particular post, drop your clip underneath, have a little caption, and also don't forget that link tree. Add that link tree on that particular response that you're giving, so that when people are looking at, you know, description or caption that you've written on your video, if they are interested in it and they want to listen and they want to find out more, they've got that link tree there that they can go on and click and, oh, okay, I can listen to it, or I can,
the
you know,
whole podcast,
it on,
yeah.
You know, on all these other different platforms. So really try and be a little bit strategic, but obviously that works for certain podcasts and not all of them. Yeah. So it might work for the news or kind of, you know, social commentary or relationship stuff, style podcast, where a lot of this content is coming out literally every single day. Yeah. Whereas for more niche podcasts, like say, I don't know,
that real estate podcast
or, you know, real estate or anything like that, you might not have that same traction. But, you know, try and do that and see if that works, because you never know, it might do. And again, for Twitter as well, I think one of the great things about Twitter is that a lot of, you know, you have a lot of people on there that may not have had opportunities to be guests on a show. So if you see somebody that's quite popular on, you know, on Twitter, whether they're popular in the industry or they're just popular for whatever it is they do on the platform, invite them to be a guest on your show, because the, what that does then, once they finish a show, don't forget to give them, you know, some shareable clips that they can use to promote on their end as well. Once they promote that for you, what they're doing is that they're kind of, you know, doing that promotion for you, and they're promoting you to your, to their followers, and hopefully that will then have an exchange of, you know, your, their followers coming onto your page and listening onto your episode, but also your followers as well be able to, you know, touch base with this particular influencer. Mm-hmm. So do a little bit of, you know, which we call influencer marketing. So do a little bit of that and see how that works. If there are any particular organizations, again, that you want to reach out to, you know, send them a DM and say, oh, I would love to speak to, I don't know, the director of mental health, if that's what your show is about. And, you know, ask them, because they might say, you know what, we'll put you in touch with them and, you know, carry on the conversations from there. So try and be a little bit strategic with Twitter, but don't be too hard on yourself, because even the most popular podcasts as well in the world either don't perform well on Twitter, so they only get, you know, a couple, you know, retweets and that's it, or they just don't get any traffic. So yeah, just, you know, don't be too hard on yourself, and, you know, just try to go with the flow and learn as things go.
Yeah, I love that for Twitter, because I just recently got back into it. So I'm like, yeah, trying to get into the swing of it. You know, college Twitter was hot and on fire, and now they're doing some other things. So it's like, all right, cool.
Right. Yeah.
Let's get back into Twitter. All right, let's talk about the new kid on the block. What about TikTok? Now, before you start talking about TikTok, TikTok's mm-hmm. my favorite platform right now.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm growing way crazy on TikTok. Mm. None of my other social media platforms are doing any of the numbers that like TikTok is doing and like giving me the same kind of exposure. I do use some kind of some hashtags, so I'm really interested to see what are your best practices for TikTok.
Yeah, so for TikTok, a little bit similar to Instagram, but not so much. So in terms of doing those behind the scenes, you know, this is a day in the life of a podcast creator, this is what I do. And again, like I said, even if you're recording at home, you know, literally record yourself and how you kind of, you know, put your space together. What does that process look like? Because people want to see, you know, what happens and, you know, how you do what you do. If you have any particular bloopers, again, do that. If you have any particular clips as well that you think, okay, this will work well on TikTok, again, go ahead and throw that in there. Mm-hmm. But I think one key thing that I sort of mentioned when I was talking about Twitter is really understanding how the platform is used and using that to your advantage.
Yes.
So say, for instance, if you have an audio podcast that doesn't have a visual component to it, what you may want to do instead is to study TikTok. So which themes on TikTok are popular that kind of correlate to the themes that you discuss in your show. So say, for instance, with my real estate client, they're very, you know, much in the luxury sector and the, you know, in the luxury property sector. And so for them, using TikTok the way TikTok is being used right now might not be the best fit. However, there are different ways. So for instance, we can look into things like property development and showing all the different properties that, you know, their companies develop. We can look into tutorials in, you know, looking at how do you save for a property? What are the, you know, 10 best property developers? You know, how do you, you know, save for a mortgage? Little things like that, that kind of bring people into your show, but are not necessarily promoting your podcast in of itself.
Ooh,
because then once you get get those followers coming in and they click again on that link in the bio, they'll say, oh, okay, so this person has a podcast, let me go in and actually listen more. So go into, you know, those tutorials where, you know, you see people doing that little kind of, you know, tutorial, and then, you know, they have the little words around them.
Yep.
Or they'll do like little, you know, dances and things. Do a load of that, but sort of look at the themes of what you're creating and how that feeds back into your podcast and sort of marry the two together. Again, if you have any other interests that you think match your podcast as well, try and create content around that. But again, do some research first of all and actually understand how the platform is used, because I personally think that throwing an audiogram on TikTok just won't do that. It just won't do that.
It won't do well. You're right. Exactly. You're totally right.
It's very static. It's not how the platform is used. And so it will just be pointless and useless. And again, just going on to that hashtag strategy as well, you know, throwing hashtags in your caption, but again, don't overdo it, because you don't want people to be thinking, okay, we kind of see what you're doing there. So be a little strategic with it. Use the hashtags that are the most popular and, you know, try and grow that presence And don't be ashamed as well to hashtag, you know, Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts or Amazon or Samsung Podcasts, because people might be looking for, you know, podcast recommendations on TikTok. So if they search Apple Podcasts and yours is there, or, you know, one of the most recent, they might think, oh, let me have a listen and let me see what this person's talking about. So yeah, don't be afraid to do that as well.
I mean, that is such good. I was looking at a TikTok and a lady was talking about people making TikToks and putting stuff in the description. She's like, we don't do that here.
Yeah,
nobody's
exactly.
reading no. anything. Like, just put your stuff at the bottom. Yeah. But we're not even, nobody's hitting the button to see more on your description. And I was
like, dang,
that makes sense. I'm wasting my time typing stuff. I'm just going to throw my hashtags in there.
I mean, keep it very nice, short and sweet, and mm-hmm. keep it to a point where it's almost like, almost as though you're creating some sort of discussion with the people. So, oh, what do you guys think? Or, yep. you know, hashtag new book recommendation. So that, you know, when you're kind of, you know, doing that in the description itself, you're promoting at the same time as well as writing a description. You're kind of hitting two birds at the same time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Whoo. That's a gem, y'all. Y'all better get on that TikTok. Yes. Definitely study up, figure out again. Sheila's mm-hmm. really rounding it out about, you need to know what your show is about. Do some shadow podcast work and really get to the root of, you know, what you're promoting so you can do well. All right, Sheila, we're on our last social media platform, and most people don't even think of this one as social media. LinkedIn, let's talk about it. You know, my job's on there. I try not to even post on there because I don't want people from my job talking about my podcast. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, so tell me how to strategically use LinkedIn to grow the pod.
Yes. And I think, as you've just actually mentioned it, it's really looking at the platform and does it speak to the content that you're producing? Or even if it doesn't, in an overarching manner, look at that particular episode or the clip that you're thinking of posting on LinkedIn. Does that speak to the audience on LinkedIn? Does that speak to how people are on LinkedIn? So for instance, if your podcast is about relationships and dating, and you normally talk about, you know, first dates and who pays on the first date and all that type of stuff, but on this particular episode you're talking about, you know, considering finances once people are in a serious relationship, and, you know, how do you have that discussion with your partner about finances, or, you know, how do you help your partner to kind of, you know, as they're looking to maneuver into a new career, how would you work around that? You want to sort of think about the type of content you're going to put out there, and does that speak to that audience? Mm-hmm. So you can probably see that, you know, talking on things like how to support your partner as they're maneuvering into a new career, that would work really well on LinkedIn, because, you know, people using LinkedIn to professionally connect with people in whatever industries they work in, but also LinkedIn is a professional networking site. So if you're doing anything or producing any clips that are speaking to that audience, that will work quite great. You can have like an entire episode talking absolute nonsense, but if you have a clip that is really speaking to the audience on that platform, that will work really, really well. And again, on LinkedIn, people do use, you know, people do search, you know, particular topics, and they actually follow hashtags as well on LinkedIn.
Yep.
So again, use that, you know, strategic hashtag. Although on hashtag, the maximum hashtags that you can have on a post is about 3 of them. Yep. Whereas on Instagram, like I said, it's about 30. On TikTok, that, you know, that kind of, you know, there is a little bit more flexibility there, but again, it's limited because of the character limit.
Yep.
So really look at, you know, what hashtags are popular within the industry that either my podcast is centered around or that particular clip is going to speak to, and really understand how to do that. That's the first point. The second point would be around literally just reach out to people on LinkedIn and say, hey, I have this podcast that is about education reform in the US, the UK, whatever. And I'm really looking to, I would love to speak to you, get to know a little bit more about your journey, what you do, and how we can, you know, go about, you know, changing education reform. Because what that does is that a lot of people, you know, a lot of ordinary people, they don't get the chance to be interviewed on anything. So by you presenting yourself, say it forward and saying, you know, I've got this thing and I would love you to be a guest on the show, they will feel very, very, you know, they would just feel very, very happy that somebody actually wants to listen to not only what I do, but my story, what I do and how that's going to, you know, feed into the wider podcast, you know, the wider podcast. So just reach out to people, DM them. Is it DM on LinkedIn or is it?
I think it's direct message. They don't put
direct message
DM.
Or connect with them. Yeah. It's like you're messaging them. So go ahead and do that as well. Because again, a lot of people on LinkedIn have, you know, hundreds and thousands of followers. And they have the reach. And so if you show them that your show is going to speak into their interests and what they are, you know, an expert in to a certain degree, they'll say, hell yeah, you know, Yeah. Let me, you know, get me on your show. Let's do it. You know, let's get started. So feel free to reach out to people. Again, research organizations, follow and connect different people, and just really, really trying to network with people on LinkedIn, because once people know you for being, you know, the professional, I don't know, within education reform or, you know, whatever your focus is, they'll be more likely to come to you. But again, even if your podcast is on, you know, centered on relationships, again, find a way of, if you are going to be using LinkedIn, find a way of discussing topics to speak to the audience on LinkedIn, and, you know, make sure that you're presenting that information, that content in a way that viewers and followers and people on LinkedIn will be able to connect with.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Keep it professional on LinkedIn. Yes. I love that you said that, because people sliding in your DMs on LinkedIn is wild. Okay.
It's not
sliding,
cute. It's not cute.
It happens so often. I'm like, this is not Facebook.
Right, exactly.
All right, Sheila, we are at the closing question.
Yeah.
What is the first next step to take after turning off this video? So to podcasters who just listen to everything that you said, how can they, what is the next first step? Because sometimes when you hear a lot of information, you turn off the video and you're like, whew, that was so good. I'm going to do nothing. I am just going to keep that in here. Right. What is the next step to actually be actionable to start on these journeys?
So the first thing, like I said right at the start, is go back and look at the marketing and the branding of your show. What is it about? And drop that quote of it's about anything and everything, because I guarantee you it's not. It's really
crap.
So,
you're not Seinfeld. It's exactly, not about
right. This is not SNL. This is, you know, you have to really just niche it down and just make sure that you know, if somebody was to ask you in one sentence, what is your show about, that you can answer that very directly, and they can, you know, very distinctively, and they can walk away knowing that, okay, that's the next podcast that I need to have on my recommendation list, or I need to play. The next thing is also look at the way you're clipping your clips as you're sharing them on social media, and look into how you're doing that. Look at, you know, that, you know, what are you kind of, you know, picking the most juicy moments of the show, or are you picking the moments where it's sort of like, you know, that's not really going to attract anybody to want to watch and listen. The third point would be to, you know, set a schedule, a social media schedule for your podcast, and say, okay, if I'm recording every Sunday, I'm announcing that a new episode is coming out on Monday. On Tuesday, I'm going to start promotion. And then between Wednesday and, you know, Saturday, I'm posting out at least maybe once or twice, depending on what your schedule allows you to do. Mm-hmm. So have that schedule set in place, because that is going to help you with A, consistency, but B, also making sure that you actually hold yourself accountable to producing this content, and to make sure that you're growing. Because the number one reason why a lot of people's shows don't actually grow is because you're not consistent. You're not putting content consistently. And that's what people on social media are looking for. They want that new content. So even if you have one episode, find at least maybe 4 to 5 clips. Different clips, you know, on different parts of the show, one at the start, 2 in the middle, 1 at the end, and, you know, whatever else you want to add in there, so that people are kind of getting an idea as to what the episode was about, but you're not just showing it on one particular topic.
Yeah.
That would be the, would that be the second or third thing?
That's and third. The
third thing. Yeah, maybe. And then the next clip, the next point would be to maybe invest in a social media scheduling platform. So that will allow you to like schedule your posts, and you don't have to manually go ahead and do that work every single time you're posting. So you've got the likes of, I think it's later.com. You've got Hootsuite?
Yeah, Hootsuite. I heard of that one.
Yeah, you've got quite a few different social media scheduling platforms that will really allow you to schedule your content. So any pictures, any videos, you can literally schedule it out so that you have one clip that goes out to about 5 different social media platforms at the same time. Of course, you can tweak you know, the captions a little bit, because, you know, on Twitter there's a character limit and things like that. So you can tweak those a little bit, but it just allows you to just have, say, for instance, your Saturday morning, you're scheduling all your posts that will be going up for next week, and you don't have to think about it throughout the week.
Yeah.
So invest in that. I think they're very cheap. They're about, what, £10, which I think might be about like $12, give or take. Yeah. So invest in one of those and really get it out there. And then the third and final, well, the final point will be just really look into influencer marketing and invite people on your podcast, whether it's on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Invite people that you think are going to really provide that knowledge, the entertainment, that information that your listeners will be looking to listen and, you know, just, yeah, engage with your show.
Love it. I love it. That was a really good way to just kind of sum it all up. These are the things that you just need to focus on. You're not doing bad. You're doing good. You're still in this podcast journey, podcaster. All right. Thank you so much, Sheila, for giving us so much knowledge today and taking some time out to just run down every single social media platform and just little tips and tricks that we can do better, right? We're all podcasting. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So having this redirection is amazing. All right. Thank you so much, Sheila. Thanks for everyone listening to the Lost and Found podcast. You can catch us monthly on YouTube, but it's also available in audio form everywhere that you listen to podcasts. There will be a link tree in our description because Sheila just told us to do that. And all of Sheila's information will also be below. My name is DJ Treacy Treese, and this has been the Lost and Found for Podcasters.